to Omicron and the economy now, as American consumers are already dealing with an overloaded global supply chain. The Biden administration has tapped a new envoy to try to smooth out the snarls at ports including Long Beach and Los Angeles, which receive 40% of the country's goods. Thing is, ports in China are overloaded and understaffed, and Beijing is placing new restrictions on them. And every link in this global chain seems to affect everything else. So, how will this affect the holiday season, holiday shipping season and beyond? Let's talk to Paul Bingham. He's a transportation economist at IHS Markit. Paul, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
So, what do the bottlenecks look like now in the world supply chain? Any sense that the flow of factories and workers and container ships, ports, truck drivers is improving right now?
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten to the point in the peak season, I guess, before the end of the year where things have stopped getting worse, but that doesn't say much because they're horrendous. I mean, you know, you've still got enormous delays, not just at the ports, but all the way through the supply chains around the world.
Now, the critical country, as we know, in all of this is China. It has a more zero-tolerance governance approach to this pandemic. Now it plans to suspend services at certain Chinese ports late next week. Is that going to, you know, restrict the goods, slow the goods coming out to the rest of the world?
Yes, this is a repeat of what we've seen has happened earlier this year when individual Chinese ports or even individual port terminals have shut down. That has added to the delays that we're seeing at unprecedented levels in the supply chains. So it's not a new development in the sense that this has happened before, but it's not going to help improve the situation and probably will make for certain supply chain flows make things even worse, for at least for some period of time.
Now let's talk about Omicron here. We do know countries are restricting flights right now. When you look back, what have we learned about borders and closings and what governments might do this time when we learn more about this variant?
I don't know for sure, obviously, what's going to happen in terms of border closures to echo what we've seen in the previous waves, but we have learned through each of those waves that there's a psychological impact on purchasing behaviors most associated with travel services, meaning people stop traveling when the borders are harder to cross or they're shut down, which has added to this problem with the supply chain and kept it really from resolving itself.
When you think about what U.S. authorities can do, I mean, to what degree can the U.S. government try to improve things, actually improve them a little bit?
Well, unfortunately for a lot of the policymakers in the very short run, there's not a whole lot they can do. They're not providers of the infrastructure. They don't provide the services. You know, there's a few key points that they participate in, such as the U.S. government has customs agents that have to clear goods that are brought into the country, but I think they've already tried to do all they can do to try to expedite that and not make that a bottleneck on top of all the other bottlenecks. But adding acreage or adding equipment or adding workers that are trained, all of that is not something that comes directly from the government. They can encourage it in the future. We've just seen some changes in the law regarding a potential eligibility to become a truck driver. You know, all of those sorts of policy steps can make a difference in the medium to the long term. But as far as solving the congestion you face right now to get those goods off a ship and where they need to go on a store shelf or to a fulfillment center for an e-commerce company, that is not something the government has a whole lot of power to make much of a difference either way.
So should the American consumer buckle up for a rough 2022?
Well, the supply chain problems are definitely going to continue into the year. Now, if we get past this latest wave of virus and we don't shut down the economy, you know, like we have done before, if the vaccination rates increase incrementally, perhaps the confidence of the consumers will increase enough that they'll feel a little bit more normal, maybe not entirely compared to what there was in terms of behavior pre-pandemic, to start spending more on services and spending less on goods, in which case that really is the solution, is to have a purchasing pattern of income shift a little bit back more towards services to provide more jobs in the services sector and so forth, and have less pressure on the retailers trying to deliver all this stuff that people have been buying since the summer of 2020.
Paul Bingham is a transportation economist at IHS Markit. Paul, thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.